good if it goes.
Ladies and gentlemen, after a short week, a long hiatus, whatever you want to call it, we're sitting here. We're ready for the Powerball. Once the Powerball takes place, this podcast, this website, is going to skyrocket. My name is Daquan Young, and I'm here with the four amigos this time. Prentice, Mike, Shane, Schwab's back. He's done doing what he does, which is absolutely nothing. College football. Derrick Henry, Alabama, too much for the Clemson Tigers. Prentice, what did you think of the game?
I thought it was a great game. I was really shocked. I was really shocked Nick Saban had to he had to utilize his special teams to win a game. And that's the one thing I hate about football is you do so much X's and O's. You can't wait. You're breaking down games. This is this, this and that. And Alabama essentially beat them because of special teams. And hats off to them. But I think people saw how good Clemson really was. And they're going to be a force next year. I hate to say that.
I was really surprised at how they came in first quarter. Deshaun Watson was playing. We'll get to that here in a couple minutes. But Shane, was the game what you expected? Are you kind of taken aback by how well Clemson played?
Yeah, it was like Prentice said, it was a really fun game. I didn't have any money on the game. I did find myself rooting for Alabama. More than anything, I wanted a good game. And I was kind of one of the guys that all year kind of said, Clemson's overrated. I said it on this podcast multiple times, and you know, they were anything but overrated. And the onside kick was, I didn't see that. Nobody saw that coming. It was just crazy how Saban coached like they were the underdog, like they were the one that had to take that shot when everybody thought it would be the other way around. And that just, you know, kind of that showed you a lot about the respect that he had for Deshaun Watson and that offense. And the better team did win in the end, but, you know, hats off to Clemson. They had a great year, and it was an enjoyable game.
Mike, I don't know if it was you or not, but somebody was tweeting, we got another Texas-USC game. Did you think it had that feel early on in the game?
As far as competitiveness, yeah. Obviously, the USC-Texas game was loaded with stars that we pretty much knew. Now, it's some stars in this game for sure. But I think that one was just loaded with guys who we thought were going to be for sure stars at the next level. I think that was the only like big difference.
Yeah, that atmosphere was completely different that night.
Well, yeah, definitely had that feel of a great, great game. It was probably one of the better championship games I've seen in a long while. It wasn't a blowout. It was close pretty much to the end. Better team definitely won, though.
Schwab, welcome back to the podcast. What did you think of the game? Did you watch the film presentation on ESPN2?
No. No, because...
Did you watch the game or did you watch WWE?
No, I was watching the game. I started off watching the Bulls and then that went badly. But yeah, I liked the film room idea. ESPN, if anyone, you knuckleheads are listening to this, probably not because we trash you every week and rightfully so. Can you guys like do full screen on the film room or at least, you know, have the game be the bigger screen? So I'm not watching it on like a quarter of my TV. As far as the game though, going into it, I thought that if Clemson could put the game on Bama's offense and put the onus on them to go out and produce and win this game for them, that Clemson was going to win. And they mostly did that, except they had a bad habit of not covering guys, and then two special teams plays really turned it for Bama, and that was it.
And just getting back to Clemson and their offense, Deshaun Watson. I mean, I saw an article said it was a Vince Young caliber game. 30 of 47. That's what we're here for, Prentice. 30 of 47, 405 yards. 63.8 63.8 completion percentage, four touchdowns, one interception. quarterback rating of 160. I was really surprised at how well he played. He made some really great throws. Go ahead.
How many running yards did he have?
He had 73 rushing yards.
You got to remember, too, NCAA.
He did have a, like.
NCAA counts sacks as lost rushing yards.
Okay, continue, Prentice.
I mean, he did have an incredible game, like a Vince Young type game. But I just, the hype wasn't there. Well, because
lost, that's what I was going to ask you. Are you saying that because they lost?
But, well, he won because he lost, but also, too, like Mike said earlier, the stars in that game. Like, if you go back and you watch the USC game, Vince Young was out there stiff arming Brian Cushing and Magaluga and Rivers. Like, all these guys were first round draft picks. Like, I think Cushing was a freshman, and he was the one that got stiff arm when Vince Young went to the end zone to win the game. Like, I think the star-studded of the USC roster kind of takes the luster away from what Watson did in comparison. But overall, he may have played a better game. It was just Vince was just every drive, you knew, ball in his hands, he about to do something incredible, and he did it every single drive. I just feel like Vince didn't make a mistake that night where Watson had threw that silly interception early in the game. And, you know, it's not his fault. Defense let him down. Special teams let him down. He did have an amazing performance. It's just hard to compare it to Vince Young because I don't think I've ever seen anything better in a moment that he had.
No, that was not Vince Young. And those numbers were a tad bit inflated too because, you know, Alabama, that last drive, the game was over. Alabama was up 12 points, and they just went to straight prevent. So, you know, add on another 80-yard passing for Watson on the last drive and that touchdown.
Yeah, I would say that this best performance is like Cam at Auburn or even Jameis, his first go-around. I think those were more indicative of what Vince did, just really, really willing your team to win. The numbers, Watson definitely had them.
Yeah, I mean, even especially
with Jameis and what Cam did, guys like that. That was closer than to reminding me of what Vince Young did back in the day.
My nigga,
I think Watson had a better game than Cam did.
Did you hear Mike Cam, in the vocabulary? In the championship game is more indicative.
Nigga, I got degrees.
Got degrees in this bitch. Sorry, Shane.
It's all right.
Schwab, what did you think of Deshaun Watson's performance? You don't like black quarterback? Is that what you're going to say?
No, I thought he had a very good game. My only problem was that interception. If he puts any sort of arc on it, it's a touchdown.
No, not even a touchdown. If he fucking just throw the dig route for the first down, they move the chains. It was just a stupid throw.
Let's give the cracker receiver's name, Renfro, I think his name was. Yeah, he made some plays too. You know, he's gritty, he's tough. You know, he makes all the big plays in the first half there. So that, you know, while we're giving Watson the credit, let's give the little white receiver a little love too.
That's true too. He's a walk-on receiver,
deceptively quick, you might say.
Bill Belichick is salivating over Renfro.
Yeah.
And
McCarthy, he can be the next Jordy Nelson.
There's
only one Jordy. With that,
yeah, I thought for sure Aberderis was gonna be just like somehow step
up. That's because you're stupid.
Guess not.
And with guys, you're not the we're wrapping up the college football season. What? Give me your final thoughts on the college football season.
Ohio State gonna have Oklahoma on their schedule next year for all you bitches that cry about them not scheduling.
Well, let's a round of applause for their first tough non-conference schedule game in 20 years. Congrats, guys.
That's okay. The Buckeyes will rise again, baby.
Yeah, they're gonna lose to Michigan next year.
Schwab, that's a good segue to Schwab. No more Michigan minute until next August. How do you feel about that?
Woo!
I might do one for signing day or a spring game. I don't know. I'm seeing people putting them in, you know, preseason, super early preseason top fives.
Who the fuck made a preseason top five already?
The way too early top fives.
Way too early.
Yeah. Top 25. They're in all of them. And listen, I would like to hit the brakes on that a little bit, please. Yes, they bring a lot back. Yes, you're going to have a spring camp and a fall camp and Jim Harbaugh. There is one big question mark there, and it is still the quarterback, because we have not seen
what
John O'Korn yet.
Well, hey, is that kid from Indianapolis, is he enrolling early?
He is an early enrollee.
Hey, he tough. I've seen him.
I watched a couple. Yeah.
He tough.
Hold on. Hold the fucking phone. Is Rudock gone?
Yeah, Rudock. Yeah, he was a grad student. Yeah. Peter's, I've watched a couple of his games. He's got a lot of potential.
I don't care about all that shit.
You got to keep in mind, though, Indiana's not exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, he played in the best high school football.
Hey, look,
I understand that, but
Michigan is definitely one of the stories of the college football year, especially heading into the summer. I mean, you know, coming in, Harbaugh last year, nobody even thought they were going to be as good as they were. You know, they just said, all right, we'll give it to Harbaugh's second or third year. Well, they're here, and now some of his guys are going to be coming in next year.
Right.
So they're definitely on the map.
Right, and a lot of it's prisoner of the moment. Last year, they had 5 wins. You know, what's Harbaugh going to do and turn this team around? Well, they really underperformed last year because they were really poorly coached. This year, they did about what I thought they'd do.
They wouldn't underperform. They didn't have the
demolished
talent.
Florida.
How many of those guys? How many upperclassmen were drafted last year?
Well, Jake Ryan was, Devin Funchess was, Frank Clark was.
And that's about it.
They had talent.
Yeah, I'm not going to go that far, bro.
Well, just before
it's the same team as this year, minus big guys.
Before we move on, let me just run through a quick. I'm looking at the odds to win it all next year. Just let me run through a quick. Alabama is the favorite at 6-1. Then you have Clemson and Oklahoma are both 7-1. Ohio State 10-1. Then you get into Baylor, Florida State, LSU, and Michigan are all 14-1. So, you know, it's expected that these top teams that were good this year, Bama, Clemson, Oklahoma, et cetera, you know, they're all going to be strong again next year. So it's bowl season sucked overall, but the national championship definitely made up for it.
No, honestly,
the Cotton Bowl was an awfully good game.
In my opinion, I thought this was one of the worst college football seasons that I've ever watched. Like it didn't carry any, you know, big time games.
No, I mean
not
so fast.
Season.
You know, the championship was good.
Yeah, that's the last week of the season. I'm talking about the entire.
And the best, and it changes. It changes when these top teams start playing tougher non conference schedules.
Well, it's not
that's
that.
What I continued to say.
But you got to get some of the traditional powers back to being powers. You know, when the Miami Hurricanes are good and when USC is good,
and they're, you know, I mean, people fully expect Miami to be back now with Mark Richt. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, just.
Alabama and USC start off the season. I know. I saw the schedule for the opening day of next year. I forgot off the top of my head. I noticed Notre Dame, Texas, Alabama, it's USC. Big. There's a lot of good games on that opening day, on September 3rd, I believe it is.
And we can't wait until opening day. We're already counting down the days. But for now, let's move on to the NFL and wild card weekend was last week. Now, I don't really think we need to talk about the Chiefs and the Texans. Brian Hoyer was trash, as I stated. You can't trust a Brian Hoyer-led team. Chiefs defense is unreal. The two games that I really want to talk about, Seahawks and Vikings and the Steelers Bengals. We'll get to the Packers Redskins first, though. Shane, what'd you think of the game?
I was as happy with my team as I've been.
We're playing really bad, but we got the best quarterback in the NFL. We might not win. This is our last game. Wah. That was you all fucking day.
Oh, hey, wait. When did Tom Brady get traded to the Packers?
Are
you done?
He's the best quarterback.
Rodgers had a bad season this year, man.
Are you done?
I'm sorry. I'm done. Are you done crying?
Well, no, I'm not done crying, and I'll probably be crying more 3 days from now at about 10:15 Central time.
I need this reverse psychology to boost my morale just in case we win.
Well, right, you know, you can have it when you actually have expectations for your Detroit Lions.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Bund.
Continue with your breakdown of the Packers Redskins.
Well,
he heard his
receivers
feelings.
Started to make the offensive line played well. The offensive line finally played well. When you give Rodgers time to throw, guess what happens? That. And the running game was on. The offensive, I mean, everything played well. The Capers actually called a phenomenal game. They just blitzed the hell out of Cousins, who will go down as one of the worst $20 million quarterbacks this league has seen. And that is going to be a disaster. That's going to be
Did
a
they
disaster.
Pay him yet?
No, but they're going to. No, but they are going
stupid.
To. But forget Washington. You know, we had this conversation on this podcast many times. I said, I asked you guys, you know, what would be a better scenario, getting that home game against a team that's most likely going to be Seattle or going to Washington? Everybody on the podcast said going to Washington. Yeah. And that's what ended up happening. Now, people seem to, I've seen some people this week say, you know, is Green Bay back? Do they have it? And I'm kind of pumping the brakes on that. I'm, of course, trying to have some sort of optimism. But the difference between Arizona and Washington is pretty big. And I know a Lions fan really wouldn't know good football when he sees it. So
we got cheated out of our playoff win last year.
When the high point of a Lions fan season is the fact that you got a new offensive coordinator that helped you look decent, and you know that's what you're going to look forward to all summer, then you know it must be a pretty horrendous fan base, which it is. So,
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Still that old cunt that's gonna croak pretty soon. Ford, what's her first name?
Martha Ford
or something? Yeah, she'll be dead. She'll be dead before OTAs.
Didn't the new team president say he wouldn't know how to run like
he's not qualified? He's not qualified to run any other team but the Lions.
Yeah.
This isn't about the Lions though. We're not in the playoffs. We're talking about playoff teams. So
that's always good.
We were in the playoffs last year. Nice try though. How about those Bears? Getting to
Bears the Seahawks or Bucks? Vikings. Who do you cheer for?
Fucking Bo. He's a fucking woman. Getting back on track to the Seahawks-Vikings game, Blair Walsh. I've never seen so many Ray Finkel jokes happen in one instant moment in my fucking life. And once again, I think Shane said it best. Kickers should fucking be abolished from the game of football. I almost got into an argument with our old kicker because he said, how is that the kicker's fault? Because he missed the fucking kick. That's how. Shane, you think that was worse than Mason Crosby?
Fuck yes.
Yes. Not even close. Not even remotely close. Yes. That I've seen live. I know, you know, people going back to the, I've seen the Gary Anderson kick in 98 mentioned a lot, and Norwood from Buffalo. Those kicks in the Super Bowl. That was the biggest choke job that I have ever seen from a kicker in an NFL game.
Mike,
that was just pathetic.
Mike, let me ask you this. Do you blame the holder for not getting the laces out?
Nah, man. And somebody said, he had the laces like that on an earlier kick that day, which I didn't even pay attention to that shit. But nah, man, that's on Walsh, man. I mean, that's a chip shot, as they call it. You know what I mean?
I think I can make that kick.
Jesus, man. Yeah, that's all on him, man. Totally. And I like the fact he's a stand up dude. He said that's on him. I mean, that's not gonna bail him out none with that fan base. But you know what I'm saying? He took the blame for it and shit, I mean, you move on. That sucks. That's a terrible way to lose. They had that team on the ropes the whole game for the most part. And, I mean, that's Seattle. This is the luckiest team. Shane said it best. Luckiest team
in pro sport.
I said it.
I'm telling you guys, they are the luckiest team in professional sports that I can ever remember.
Wait a minute. Yes, I understand that they lucked out this time, and they lucked out against the Packers. Let's be honest, they did. Now, in the Fail Mary game, They just lost the Super Bowl on the dumbest play ever.
Yeah, but that's nothing to do with
that. That cancels a lot of it out.
That was plain stupidity on their part. I mean, go back to this year. Look at that game against the Lions that they should have lost. Look at
yeah, that's true.
Oh God, I get so pissed thinking about that fucking team. They're so. It's just and then how about not just the kick. How about the bullshit play that they get Russell? Their best play was when the ball snapped 10 yards back and Wilson just throws back and you have four Vikings in his face ready to kill him.
He's a great quarterback is why.
It's a fucking joke. This team is so overrated.
Russell Wilson is a great NFL
my God.
Thank you, Quan.
You are wrong. You are wrong. Russell Wilson is quarterbacking. Just like Chaz Michael Michaels is figure skating, Russell Wilson is quarterbacking. Prentice, 13 for 42, 140 yards, one touchdown. How did you think Russell Wilson played?
I mean, he played all right. I mean, it's, you know, the weather got to everybody, you know. So, I mean, fuck. No way in the fuck I would want to play a football game and that shit. Like, God,
fuck it. What was it? It felt minus 30.
Right. I played in some cold ass games, man, and fuck that. Fuck the shit they played in.
Motherfuck
that shit. So, I mean, I didn't expect anybody to put any amazing numbers up. I mean, he did enough to win the game. I mean, I know everybody.
Yeah, there's one thing about this game that people continued not to bring up. Everybody wants to blame Bear Walsh.
I was just getting ready to say that.
How about Child Beater? Who's supposedly the greatest running back ever, with another costly fumble that
I called the fuck out of that, man. That was amazing.
You did. That completely contributed to their team losing the game. So everybody wants to blame Walsh, but Peterson's getting a free pass.
Yeah, I was just great.
He's just as much to blame.
Can we talk about how amazing my timing was on that?
Yeah, it was.
Like, I need to be I'm gonna put some music right here that shows that I'm triumphant. I'm like clairvoyant. It's gonna be a lot of production.
It don't mean shit if you don't hit the Powerball tonight, bitch.
Yo, I'm getting sick of your shit, old man. You want a piece of this? I'm gonna fight you like Bob Barker and Happy Gilmore.
If you don't hit the fucking Powerball, then I don't care about your timing.
Hey guys, speaking of stupid fumbles, how about Jeremy Hill in the Bengals game?
Yeah, see, that's another thing. That's a good segue right there because Jeremy Hill, I haven't heard Jeremy Hill's name all week.
You shouldn't. You fucking shouldn't.
Not all week.
And
Marvin
and
Lewis.
Hear his name.
I mean, there was a lot of shit in that game, but the Bengals, like Marvin Lewis is literally Teflon. Like, I think he could get away with murder.
He Illuminati, bro. He got to be.
Okay, quick recap here.
There's a conspiracy in the NFL, and I'm going to find it out. There's a conspiracy in the NFL to keep at least one black coach tenured, and it's fucking Marvin Lewis. I have no idea why. It's like, we know this nigga not going to win, so we don't going to have to celebrate his ass every year, but he can keep his job.
Yeah, but
don't nobody else want that job.
But my question is, what's really wrong with that? You have an owner who wants to have trust in his coach. You look at Tomlin the same way. Rooney will never fire Tomlin. That is his job. For as long as he say, fuck it, I'm done. I'm going somewhere else.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Mike Tomlin has won two Super Bowls. Marvin Lewis has lost how many? Hold on.
Tom Coughlin just got fucking fired, and he has two Super Bowls. So shut the fuck up.
Hold on.
You said Mike Tomlin.
Hold on.
I thought he only won one.
Hold on.
You're right.
Let me ask you this then. If it's okay to keep Marvin Lewis, why would it not be okay to keep Andy Dalton?
It's
not okay to keep Marvin Lewis.
It's not okay to keep Marvin. I'm talking to Prentice.
Because essentially he's the one that's out there losing them games in the playoffs.
So wouldn't you want to, I mean, you should want to get rid of one, if not both, right?
I mean,
people always
see it as a package deal, but I don't. Sometimes it's the quarterback. He just needs to fucking bounce.
So you got to get rid of one, right?
In hell, Marvin Lewis should have a job. No.
It's absolutely absurd. You look at Jason Garrett with the Cowboys. They know Tony Romo days are numbered. They're not going to fire Garrett. They're just going to bring in a different quarterback.
It's been, how many coaches can go 11 years, 12 now, without winning one playoff game?
Jerry Jones is an idiot.
Jerry Jones is not an idiot.
What possible reason could you say that Marvin Lewis should have a head coaching job still with the Bengals?
I mean, I'm not saying that, but if you don't have a better option out there, why would you fire the guy that's getting you to the playoff anyway?
There was a better option. Hugh Jackson. I mean, you hire from within. Yeah. Fire Lewis, promote him. I mean, it's absolutely absurd that, and I know Burfict it.
you think Hugh Jackson is a better option? How is he a better option?
I think you need a new voice. You need something new because yes. This guy just can't get it done. It's that simple. And when you've been here 11 years and you have what you had on Saturday night with those two idiots that just completely went off like that, they're obviously no discipline. That doesn't at all. This is professional sports. That doesn't at all fall on the head coach because I can give you a lot of other situations where it would.
But here's the thing though. Everybody wants to blame Marvin Lewis for that. I totally get it. But when Burfict makes that interception, nobody's saying anything. When you draft these guys, you know what type of guy they are. Burfict had issues in college. We knew it. He was undrafted. And he's having the same issues in the pros.
You're a coach. That's
Adam
your
Edmund
job.
Jones has been a knucklehead.
Obviously, Lewis has no control over his team. I mean, that showed. That couldn't be any more
Bingo.
Obvious.
And here's something I want to bring up briefly. Okay. So Bengals have the lead. They're trying to run out the clock. Hill fumbles. Steelers ball. Two incredibly bonehead penalties. First, that filthy hit from Vontaze Burfict. And then Pac-Man Jones doing Pac-Man Jones type stuff. Steelers getting field goal range, kick it and win. Marvin Lewis, for some reason, felt it was appropriate to have Jeremy Hill apologize to the team for the loss.
Oh,
yeah, that was the guy that was the problem.
That shit.
Okay, I don't believe.
Where did you see that?
That was from a fake Ian Rappaport account. That was from Uncle Chaps. That was a fake
account. Oh my God, he fell for it too.
Okay, go ahead and edit that out.
BK and Schwab.
Unfollow Schwab.
Jesus.
You're like, and B, now you just like, I'm just going to mute you for the rest of the fucking podcast. Was it the same Ian Rappaport account that BK fucked up on?
Yes, it was the same exact guy.
Oh my God.
It was the same exact guy, yeah. So Schwab, you've officially been relegated to Brett King.
Why the fuck would you think a coach would do that to a player? You need to apologize for costing us the game. Come on, man, use your fucking brain.
Because it's Marvin Lewis.
Schwab really fell for Uncle Chaps.
Because it's Marvin Lewis.
Man, no coach in America is going to do that shit.
Yeah, because it's Marvin Lewis, and it sounds like something he did.
Divisional round. We got Kansas City, New England. We got Green Bay, Arizona. Seattle, Carolina, Pittsburgh, and Denver. Shane, you still think we get Pittsburgh, Arizona?
I still think we get Arizona. I mean, if we had a fully healthy Pittsburgh team, I would absolutely still say Pittsburgh. But, I mean, you got Ben Roethlisberger, who's going to play, but he's not 100%. You got Antonio Brown, that's probably not even going to play. You got D'Angelo Williams is back in a walking boot, so he's not going to play. Oh, man. And Denver is so, so beatable. That's the sick thing because I'd put a lot of money on Pittsburgh if they had a fully healthy team. Ultimately, they don't. I still think they can hang, and I'll still be rooting for them. I can't see them winning this, and I really hope I'm wrong, but how do they win if Antonio Brown and D'Angelo Williams don't play with a banged-up, to say the least, Ben Roethlisberger? I've got to go with Denver in this game now, but I really, really hope I'm wrong.
Pete, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Like I said, the sheriff is back, so I think Denver's defense is going to come alive in this playoff, and that injury. I mean, I know Antonio Brown is the big one, but Ben Roethlisberger, you know, he tore muscles in his throwing shoulder, or he broke his ribs or some shit.
He's got a sprained AC joint.
Yeah, I mean, is he even gonna be able to throw the ball, you know, more than 30-40 yards? You know, so
fucking painkillers.
Yeah, I mean, painkillers can only do so much, man. That's injury sound a lot more serious than what they claiming it to be. And you know, he's going to go out there and try to be a hero and try to, you know, lead Pittsburgh, but he's only going to be able to do so much. They're not going to stand a chance this weekend.
See, you know what? You know what, Hall? I'm sorry. Let me give something in. I am gonna give them more of a chance because Peyton Manning is so awful. He has 9 touchdowns, 17 interceptions on the season with a 59.8% completion percentage.
I am still giving
Pittsburgh a shot in this game. Everybody, you know what? I'm giving Pittsburgh a real shot.
We're still talking about a Steelers secondary.
Exactly. That's all I'm giving a fuck. Who playing quarterback? He's still some garbage bums out there for that secondary.
Mike, Steelers, Broncos, who you got?
Peyton Manning stand to the fullest. I think dude probably could have came back 3-4 weeks ago. He probably just wasn't all the way healthy. I think dude been in the stew.
HGH ain't fucking kicking together.
I fuck that HGA shit. That's some bullshit. I think he about to come back and have a pretty good game. Steelers are banged up, and we've been talking about that weak-ass secondary all year, and it ain't changed. Denver rolls, probably be like 31-17 or something like that. They're going to roll. Denver still has a fucking kick-ass defense, and that ain't changing. And a bunch of backups on the Steelers and the Hurt Roethlisberger ain't going to change that shit. Denver's going to roll, and they'll be waiting a mile half for New England probably.
Tribe, who you got?
Denver.
Short, concise, and okay, you got more. Sorry.
Exactly.
Oh,
no, I mean, just everything that's been said already. The Roethlisberger injury. Denver's got a very good defense. Even if Peyton Manning doesn't have the greatest game ever, I still think Denver rolls.
Okay, so then take us to Kansas City, New England. We saw Alex Smith miss a couple of throws, but that defense is something that's legit. They were playing the Texans, though, and Brian Hoyer's trash. But speaking of his former team, we got Tom Brady and the Patriots in New England. Who you got, Schwab?
I like the Patriots. If they're healthy, they're the best team in football. And as good as Kansas City's defense is, Pat's got a lot of weapons. They always seem to find, you know, some running back to come out of nowhere and have great games. So, in Belichick, we trust on this one.
Shane?
Man, I keep trying to convince myself, and I really don't care. I mean, I'm not like one of the, I hate New England, but I'm not gonna let that, you know, be biased here. I'm trying to talk myself into Kansas City because that New England offensive line has been a problem, and they're still banged up. And man, that front seven from Kansas City gets at you. I mean. Hoyer is Hoyer. He's terrible, but you know, look at their body of work. I mean, that defense is nasty, and I don't know, man. Like the reason I'm gonna go ahead and pick New England here is because I just don't see Kansas City having enough firepower. Macklin is highly doubtful to play. Even if he plays, I think he's nothing more than a decoy, unfortunately. So what Belichick does so well is he takes away that number one option. And that's going to be, at this point, it's going to be Travis Kelce. So where's Kansas City's points going to come from? I mean, I like their running game, but I just don't see enough firepower for Kansas City to win. I think their defense will keep them in it. I'm just going to say New England pulls out a low-scoring game, something like 21-14 or something. I won't be shocked if Kansas City finds a way to win this game. But I can't find myself to really pick them.
Brandon, so you got?
I'm picking them. I don't give a shit. I said a while ago, I thought one of these AFC wildcard teams were going to make a run, and I think it's Kansas City. Like Shane said, that New England offensive line is god awful, and then now you got New England's best defender stoned on synthetic marijuana. You know, so who knows if he's going to play? Who knows if he's right? He's healthy. You know, shout out to Chandler Jones, you know, but, you know, I think Kansas City defense is, I think they're going to take it to a New England. New England's going to find it hard to score points. And I'm going to pick Kansas City.
Yeah, I feel like that Kansas City defense isn't getting enough respect. Right. I know Edelman's back, but guess what? Edelman's got to deal with one of the best corners already in the game, Marcus Peters. And,
yeah.
I mean, oh, man.
I see like an ugly game, like a 9-7, 12-7 type shit. I think
It could be ugly, low scoring, which doesn't bother me.
Mike, who you taking?
The Chiefs, the hottest team in football as far as win loss is concerned right now, but I just can't bet against the fucking Patriots right now, man. I can't bet against them. You got Belichick got a whole week off to just scout, and they're going to put that shit together. They didn't, you know what I'm saying, one extra week of health is going to help them out a lot. You got the next man up, man. Taliota, is it going to be White, Edelman? You know, who's it going to be? But it's going to be somebody, and I think they're going to go ahead and pull it out.
And then we'll move. So we're saying we're split. Well, no, it was 3-1 on New England, right?
Yeah, I went Kansas City.
Go New England, Denver. We got one in Kansas City, Denver. Moving on to the NFC. Shane, we already got your word on, you know, what you think the Packers Cardinals will be.
I didn't give a prediction.
Did. You just fucking said the fucking Cardinals aren't.
But I didn't give my analysis on it.
You said they were rolling to the Super Bowl.
No, I want somebody else. Schwab, kick it off.
Talk about your Packers in the playoffs. When.
Schwab, kick off Cardinals, Packers.
Zona rolls next.
Okay.
Since they did it once, they're doing it again. You know, they did a good job of protecting Rodgers against Washington. Arizona's got a very good front seven. They're going to make life miserable for Rodgers again. And when he doesn't have time to throw the ball, he's an ordinary quarterback. The wide receivers aren't there to bail him out.
Wait a minute.
Zona rolls.
You said he was what?
Ordinary.
We're just ordinary quarterbacks.
Ordinary. I will never use the word ordinary and Aaron Rodgers in the same sentence.
Well, he said when he doesn't have time.
Well, that's every fucking quarterback in the world.
Yeah. Idiotic statement. I don't even know where to fucking begin.
Prentice. Zona Green Bay.
I see the same type of massacre 2 weeks ago. I mean, the deer in headlights from Aaron Rodgers. You know, he's confused. He's angry.
So wait a minute.
He's getting.
I can't call him ordinary.
He's getting smacked up out there.
I can't call him ordinary, but you can say Aaron Rodgers is a deer in the headlights.
Yeah,
how's that different?
That's imagery, Kevin. That's imagery. That's not you're calling him. Just anyway, Mike, Zona, Green Bay.
I'm going with Green Bay.
Kevin, I'm sick of your shit.
I knew Aaron Rodgers was going to be back. And I mean, they played against piss poor Washington, so it wasn't a great indicator. However, Arizona looked bad the last week. Now they wasn't playing for much, but they did look bad, and they looked bad enough to me to where I think Aaron Rodgers is gonna fucking pick them apart. If the running game can get there, I mean, y'all talked about the O-line and what they can do, but man, I don't like betting against Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs, man. I can't do it. I'm not going to do it this time. Either. I think the Packers going to pull it out on the road.
Shane, with our piece de resistance.
All right, well, I'm going to give some real analysis to the game. Mike gave some solid. P-Jack and Schwab just, hey, look, Arizona killed them the first time, so they're automatically going to do it again. Thanks a lot, you two fat fucks.
Bitch, I gave more than that. Like I said, y'all can't block them, and it's going to destroy them.
He just fucking said everything you said at the beginning of the show.
Okay, well, here
fucking bitch.
Here's how this game breaks down to me. Arizona, I've said for a while now that Arizona is the best team in football, the most complete team. And one of the things that just scares me the most is that they have four wide receivers that can kill you. Fitzgerald, Floyd, John Brown, and their rookie, J.J. Nelson. They have what could very well be the second best coach in football. They have a running back that's come out of nowhere. I think it was a third-round pick from Schwab, you might know, Northern Iowa, I think, right? David Johnson from one of those Iowa schools. And look at the year he's had. This is such a complete team. Even losing the Honey Badger, I mean, their defense is still nasty. If there's any case to be made for Green Bay, and ultimately I can't do it. I think Arizona's going to win the game, but the case would be that Arizona, you know, there's always one of these teams that, and not all four of the home teams are going to win this week. That's not happening. That never, the four bye teams, that never happens. I know it has, but it's extremely rare where all the four bye teams, the teams that have byes, move on. Now, Arizona, obviously they had a bye, and you could argue they really haven't played for 3 weeks because the game they played against Seattle when they got killed, they really started sitting guys in the middle of the second quarter because they had nothing to play for. So they haven't played a complete game in about 3 weeks. So there could be a rust factor there. Could be a confidence-boosting game from Green Bay from last week. They've lacked confidence the whole last month of the season. Maybe that's something that gets them going. You still have Aaron Rodgers. Now, you're probably not going to have Davante Adams, which surprisingly actually hurts them because you need every weapon you can when you're going into a place like this against a team this good. I think it's probably going to be the highest scoring game of the weekend. I'm going to say it's, and I really hope I'm wrong, I'm going to say it's about 34-27 Arizona. I just don't see how Green Bay can consistently get stops against that offense.
Shane, let me ask you this.
Y'all ain't scoring 27 on Arizona either.
Yeah, let me hold on. Let me fucking ask you this. Did you just want some fucking airtime? You did all of that.
I apologize
to
for
say
giving...
absolutely nothing but what everybody else said.
How? Schwab and Prentice both said Green Bay is going to get killed. Mike said Green Bay is going to win. I said it's going to be a high-scoring game that Arizona probably pulls out.
Yeah, and one thing
what the fuck are you talking about?
One thing I want to add is that, and that one thing I
did
will
you just
add
want some fucking airtime?
And that drubbing at Arizona. Don't forget that two of them touchdowns was off strip fumble. I mean sack fumbles. And
right, so Green Bay's offensive line has to show up.
So that means that they weren't just fucking tearing the fucking Packers defense off. Like it might have seemed, but just appearing like that.
Bruh,
like,
they can't give up to them. They can't block them.
Right, and for the record, two of.
But y'all said y'all also referred to the fact that when they played them, it was such a blowout loss. And what I'm saying is that 14 of them points came from from sack fumbles. But Aaron Rodgers was.
The point that Prentice and I made was that they can't block the Cardinals front seven.
Okay, well, answer this. How many sacks? Yeah, How many sacks did Arizona have that week?
I think it was eight.
Eight fucking sacks. Eight goddamn sacks.
And two starting offensive linemen for the Packers were out. They will both be playing. Defensive corner Sam Shields is most likely going to play. And I don't want to hear just because they killed him the first time means it's going to happen again. Seattle beat Minnesota by 35, and they should have lost this
past
weekend.
You're putting Patrick Peterson on Cobb. Who else is on the Packers is going to make a play on the outside? Who the fuck is Aaron Rodgers going to be throwing to?
Well, that's a problem, and we're going to see what happens. And if
God
damn, Green Bay's
thank
winning,
you very goddamn much. You can't fucking block him, and you're putting your best corner on their best receiver.
Hey, everybody get muted at this point. Fucking Seattle and Carolina.
There's no goddamn case for Green Bay. I don't want to hear that shit.
Seattle, he just wanted fucking airtime, man. And I think Mike High.
Here go a bold prediction. The winner of Seattle and Carolina will go on to the Super Bowl. And
that's not a bold prediction.
How is it not a bold prediction, motherfucker? They have to play the game.
Either a team that has been very good in the playoffs as of late will go to the Super Bowl, or a team that went 15-1 in the regular season will go to the Super Bowl.
Well, motherfucker, there's only four teams in the NFC that can make it to the Super Bowl right now. And I said two out of the four.
I think that's what they're saying.
You picked half of them.
And there's three teams have been.
You're going real, buddy.
That's not great. And that's Green Bay. And they're not playing this game, motherfucker. So let me make my bold prediction.
That's not a bold prediction, man. You're just taking a 50-50
to fucking Pantera videos, okay? That's what the fuck is going on right now. It's my turn.
It's just a prediction.
Okay? Like I said, again, and I said this before it was even a matchup. I don't think I said it on this podcast, but I definitely said when Seattle beats Minnesota, they're going to fucking play Carolina. The winner of that game is going to the Super Bowl. I think that's a prediction.
That's what we're saying.
Bold is for Doritos, okay? It's my prediction. Okay.
He's a bold for
now,
Doritos.
As far as this game is concerned, I think Seattle goes on the road. I think they win. I don't know if Lynch is gonna be back or not. I don't know how fucking good he's gonna be. I don't really know what's going on with that situation. But I do know that Seattle has fucking played very good, and this is getting to that point where that they've been here before. They know what's going on. They got that experience. Yeah, that shit's gonna matter. I think in this case, they got to go on the road. They're gonna play a really fucking good team in Carolina. But I think Russell Wilson pulls it out. I think he's going to have a really good game, probably one of his better games against a very good Carolina defense. And I think the Panthers are going to come up short. I think it's going to be like a 27-24 game, and Seattle going to win.
Schwab.
Well, I have a bold prediction, too. I predict the sun comes up tomorrow. I don't know. It's just a gut feeling.
What the fuck? Oh, my God.
Now you're taking me there. I don't want to go there with you, okay? I got a bold prediction.
Mike's so mad.
I'm mad as fuck. I got a bold prediction, motherfucker. I got a bold prediction for you. I bet I got a better chance at smacking a power ball tonight than you do smacking some ass tonight.
Oh my God. That's a bold prediction. Schwab, please give your answer.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm going to go something like Mike did say, though, 27-24, except I got it the other way and the Panthers winning.
You change your shit. You go 31-28 or something.
What's the goddamn man? Bruh. Prentice.
By the way, people, if you're hearing this, that means the sun did, in fact, come up. Quan had time to edit the show, and my prediction was right.
Yo,
hey,
we're doing
Brandon.
Videos next week. This motherfucker not allowed on.
Oh, my God, he's so mad. Mike, just calm down, man. Mike, just calm down, man. Prentice, Seattle, Carolina, who you got?
I got Carolina. I think the crowd going to get behind this team, and it's going to be rowdy up in there Sunday or Saturday, whenever the fuck they play. I think Cam's going to have to do a lot with his legs. You know, I don't think he's going to have a Cam Newton type performance. You know, you're not going to see all those passing yards and all that other shit. It's going to be Carolina's going to have to run the ball, and they're going to have to move that clock and rely on their defense to win this one. You know, Russell's going to do his thing. You know, it's good turf. I think the weather's supposed to be nice out there, so it's going to be a good one. I'm interested to see how they line Norman up with Baldwin or anybody else out there. Lockett, but you know, I think Beast Mode is out. You know, they keep saying he possibly may come back, but I think he's out for the playoff, and they might as well come out and say that. But I don't think Seattle's gonna get those lucky bounces this week like they did last week. I got Carolina. I'm gonna say I'm gonna go 28-17.
In the battle of the two teams, I think have been overrated. Especially Seattle. I'm gonna go with Carolina here. I don't see Wilson having much success against their defense, and I think Cam will do just enough. Don't forget Seattle, again, they're not very good on the road, and that's where they have to go. They should have lost last week if it wasn't for lucky ass fucking bullshit. I'm gonna go with Carolina here. Something like 24-17, 24-20. They'll pull it out.
Seattle's looking scary again, man. That defense is starting to look like that Seattle defense of old, man. And
how
they peaking at the right time.
How are they starting to look like the Seattle defense of old? Because they look good against an average quarterback in freezing weather. Don't forget, everybody talks about how hot this. Everybody talks about how hot this Seattle team is.
Go look at their numbers in the last 8 games.
They also lost at home 2-3 weeks ago to St. Louis in a game they were trying to win. The Seattle team is overrated, and they should be at home right now. Russell Wilson should be at home right now. Fucking
they're not at home. I know you got this vendetta against Seattle because they beat y'all last year, man. Get the fuck over it. Seattle will come to play on Sunday.
Well, they'll be on the lounge with Green Bay in a couple days. Don't matter. I disagree with Mike. I don't think either one of those teams beats Arizona.
You know, I agree with that too. That's a bold prediction. You know, I had the Cardinals going to the Super Bowl a couple weeks ago, but I don't know. It'll be fun to watch it though, baby. That's why you got to play the games.
I think the NFC games are definitely going to be more entertaining than the AFC games. That Pittsburgh-Denver game is so sickening for me because Denver fucking sucks. But they're not going to get.
There's too many issues out there in AFC right now. So many injuries, and that's why.
Yeah.
I'm making a bold prediction. You probably won't be on the show next week. We're signing off. We're signing off with a good podcast. We'll see you next week. Beautiful goal.